Please help us, Lord, to focus on you and draw closer to you each day. Amen. Jesus began speaking to Mother Claire. Thank you for bringing forth the true importance of this time we have together. Yes, my children, the Rosary and Divine Mercy Chaplet are more than rote prayers. They have deep spiritual significance for those who seek the deeper things of my kingdom. To the naked eye, so to speak, it seems that you are reciting the same old prayer over and over again. But let me explain what is truly going on. As you meditate on the mysteries of my life, you draw closer to me, and you are engaging several faculties. Meditation of the mind. Physically, you are occupied with moving your fingers. You are also engaging the faculties of speech and hearing. Your total being is occupied with saying the prayer. All things work synchronistically to bring you into a state of rest in the spirit, leaving behind the cares and activities of this world. It is truly a heavenly exercise, misunderstood by many. It combines the meditation of the heart and mind with the movements of the body, which cause the prayer to become more integrated into your life. The effects are subtle, but they are there nonetheless. The benefits bring a greater stability to the mind and body, which is constantly striving to do and accomplish, while drawing you into your true reality and homeland of heaven. It also helps you to let go of the world in favor of eternal things and values. Many are touched when you pray the Rosary together. Many. It would help you to understand that my mother has unlimited resources at her fingertips, and she knows just how to use them. When you come under her mantle, you are being invited into the University of Perfection. She immediately begins to guide you in the right way. She protects you from the enemy and warns you when you are choosing the wrong path. She is everything a mother should be, protective yet tender, and loving, solicitous for your education and holiness. She has been given so much grace that she does not despair when things are not looking good for her child. Rather, she intercedes with more fervor and dedication. She sends people across your path and arranges circumstances in your life to get the maximum amount of good from each day, and to do good as well. You will notice that people who have a devotion to her intercession tend to be softer, more understanding, and more in love with me. Many who come from a strict religious background are lacking in compassion and tenderness. So you will see that much time is devoted to teaching you how to love one another. In many ways, she is a mother you never had. Even as Ezekiel told you, as a little child in foster care, feeling very lonely, she would come and hold you, play with you, and make you feel secure and loved. You ask, how can she do that with so many she has care over? You will someday see the infinite powers of the human mind, along with the spiritual gifts to be given. You have experienced bilocation. Well, if I can do that with the soul, consider that I can do that hundreds of times over, as much as it is needed. Therefore, you will find that you will be in many places simultaneously. Had I released those graces to the world now, it would be destroyed. Rather, certain supernatural gifts and abilities of the mind have been blocked off until civilization is morally responsible. Know also that her discernment is impeccable. Many will be deceived by false messiahs, but those under my mother's tutelage will never be deceived. She teaches the virtues and prepares the groundwork for the spiritual gifts to be used the right way. In short, anyone who comes under her mantle gets the very best training and preparation for heaven. And yes, it is all about love, and knowing how to love me with all your heart and with all your strength. Amen.